This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. All morning long, we're talking to professional athletes about life off the field. On the phone with me now is Preston Brown, linebacker with the Cincinnati Bengals, number 52. It's our pleasure to welcome Preston Brown to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Preston. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, doing great. Now, you grew up right here in Cincinnati. Is that right?
Yes, right here. I'm grew up in College Hill.
College Hill. So, when you were in Buffalo, what is that like when you were playing out there? So, do you have like a home in Buffalo, and then you just come back here on the off season? How did you do that?
Yeah, I had an apartment out there in Buffalo, but I always come back home in Cincinnati in the off season.
Okay, so what did you miss most about Cincinnati?
Mostly the food. I mean, there's so many different things out here. It was some Coney's or some Penn Station, just things that I didn't have up in Buffalo that I missed a lot.
All right, so the food, I can get with that too. So I understand that your father played football, and did that influence you to play the game, Preston?
Yeah, I always wanted to be just like my dad. I mean, he's one of the, if not the best person I've met in my life. So I
wow.
do everything I can do to be like him. So I went to school to be a teacher like him, and I played football to be like him as well.
Oh, wow. So that's great. You know, I'm a father of two, so that's the biggest compliment. I'm sure your father really appreciates that.
Yeah, I mean, he's just everything he does. I mean, he got so much respect around the city that I just want to be like him.
Now, you grew up right here in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Were you a Bengals fan growing up?
Yes, I was.
So what was it like for you to put on that uniform and play that first game as a Bengal and then to get that pick, too? What was that like for you?
It was exciting. I mean, I definitely got a whole bunch of mix of emotions to have that happen in the first series of your NFL career at the Bengals. It was definitely exciting to have that happen. So it was a lot of emotions going on, parents going crazy. So it's been fun.
So your parents, I'm sure now they can make all the games, I'm sure, at least all the home ones for sure.
Yeah, they definitely make all of them now, basically. I mean, they're going to L.A., and then all the AFC North opponents are drivable, so they're pretty excited.
So let me ask you this now. Any pregame rituals or things that you just have to do before a game?
In college, I had a lot of them, like a lot of weird things. I had to put, because our socks had an L and an R on them, so I had to switch. I had to put my left sock on my right foot and vice versa. Like, I had a lot of different things I had to do just right to make sure things went good in the game.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. So what is it like now?
Well, now they don't have an L or R on the sock, so I kind of started to cut most of my rituals down. But the main thing I do now is always read my Bible before I go out there and pray when I get on the field.
Wow, look at that amazing young man. Now, in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. All morning long, we're talking to some of your favorite athletes to find out what they do when they're off the field. We're talking right now to Preston Brown, linebacker with the Cincinnati Bengals. He's here this morning to talk about his foundation, Preston's Playbook. Now, Preston, tell us about the foundation and the work you do through the foundation. Again, Preston's Playbook.
My foundation is just a way for us to help the youth through education and trying to find ways to basically keep them active in different ways and do different things instead of them just being in the house or out in the streets. They need to find ways to stay active and do activity, if it's playing video games or going to the Boys and Girls Club. We had an event up there, a 2K tournament, so kids can just be out and about. So we've been doing a lot of things in the community, just trying to help kids reach their dream, no matter what that dream is.
Okay, so I read somewhere you did something really cool for some of the students in New York at New York's Urban Teachers Academy. Tell me about what you did there, because I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was their first year of them having the Urban Teacher Academy up in Buffalo, and we decided to give each of those students an iPad so they could have something to do work on after school, because, I mean, a lot of those kids go home and they don't have computers, and they can't walk to the library, they got to take a bus, but now they can find Wi-Fi somewhere, if it's Starbucks or anywhere, they can just sit down and get some work done.
Okay, so this was a classroom full of future educators, and I know education, that's something that's close to your heart, and again, you talked about it earlier, that began with your father, right?
Yes, he loves seeing people learn. I mean, that's a big thing. When you help a kid reach a certain point, it's something that you feel inside. So for me, see those young kids want to be teachers. I mean, you don't see that many African-American teachers as it is. So to see ninth graders coming into high school wanting to be that, it was something I wanted to help out as much as possible.
So this is your hometown, of course. Now, what programs through Preston's Playbook are you planning to bring to Cincinnati? What can we look forward to here in this community?
Yeah, we've been working with the Boys and Girls Club so far. We donated Xboxes to them, and we're trying to do more things that we haven't have set up all the way yet, but we had 80 of the kids from the Boys and Girls Club come to the last preseason game. So that was pretty exciting for them just to get a chance to go to a game because, you know, most kids don't actually get a chance to see us live. So that was pretty fun for them to get a chance to see us.
Okay. And so along with that, I know you've been doing youth football camps for over the past 4 years. Is that right?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So what is that like for you to be able to give back and to teach and be able to work with some of these young people?
That's been fun to be out in the community and have a free camp and just have kids come out and have fun for a couple hours and just have some of my teammates come by, because I think it's a big thing for professional athletes just to interact with kids, because sometimes they just give a speech or they see them somewhere, but to actually be able to come up, give them a high five, ask them a silly question, no matter what it is, just to have that interaction is something that I think is pretty cool and special.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because this is all, at the end of the day, this is a business. You're a professional athlete. I watch Ballers. I know what's going on here on HBO. So how do you balance this whole athlete thing with the business thing? Because now it's your livelihood.
Yeah, that's the toughest thing. I mean, you got to find a way to get your work done, to relax, and then get out community as well. So you got to find a happy balance so you can have success on and off the field, because you got to make relationships out in the field, but nobody would want to talk to you if you're not making plays on the field. So you got to find ways to make that work. And I think with the Bengals and what we have going on here, we have a lot of different situations that people help us to make sure we can get through the weeks.
All right, good. Now, what's the best part of playing right here in your hometown, Cincinnati, with the Bengals? What's the best part?
The best part for me is probably not having my parents have to drive 6 hours after a Sunday night and then try to go to work on Monday. So that's the best thing for me, just knowing that they can go back 20 minutes home instead of having to drive all night.
Now, what's the biggest challenge for you? You guys have this quick turnaround in those weeks where you have the Sunday games and then the Thursday games. What's the biggest challenge for you?
Preparation. That's the biggest thing. I mean, you don't have much time to prepare, and it's all crammed in. So you got to spend a lot more time at home studying, because you don't get that much time with the coaches to go through film. So when you get home, you got to get the notes they give you, and you got to go home and break it down on your own and try to find ways that you can succeed on a short week.
Okay. So when, you know, whenever I have the opportunity, or whenever, you know, I'm sure you get asked this, you know, I do a lot of mentoring and working with young people, and they always, the first thing you hear them say, what do you want to be when you grow up? You want to be a professional athlete. But let's talk about some of the things that these young, first of all, what do you tell young people when you hear that? And then secondly, how do you talk to them to make sure, you talked about watching films, that it's not just about being on the field. There's so much more goes into it. Let's talk about those two things really quickly.
When kids tell me they want to be a professional athlete, I try to break it down exactly how you got to get there, because people just say, oh, when I was growing up, a lot of kids say, well, if I don't make it, I'll just be on the practice squad. I mean, I've heard that so many times growing up, I'll just be the practice squad players. But there's second-round draft picks I've seen on practice squad. Like, these are really good players. You just can't walk onto a practice squad. So a lot of people don't understand the aspects that go into it and how you got to have good grades in high school to get a scholarship to go to college. Then you got to have good grades in college to stay on the team to get looked at by professional scouts. So there's a lot that goes into it before you even have a shot of going to the NFL draft, and then there's already guys there, and then there's 300 guys that get drafted, and there's undrafted free agents. So there's so many people that are working, and if you really want to make it to the NFL or NBA or MLB or NHL, whatever professional sport you want to be, you're going to have to do a little bit of extra to make sure you get over that hump.
All right, solid advice. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Preston, or more about your foundation, Preston's Playbook, how can they find out more?
We have a website. I believe it is PrestonBrownFoundation.org.
All right. Thank you, Preston, and good luck this season.
Thank you.
We've been speaking to Preston Brown, linebacker with the Cincinnati Bengals, number 52. Well, that's it for this edition as we looked at professional athletes and their life off the field. For more information or anything that you may have missed, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Well, that's it for this edition of the show. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Sunday morning, Sunday, Sunday morning, Sunday, Sunday morning, magazine.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.